From the land of the free and the home of the Chiefs, this is the Locked On Chiefs podcast.
Welcome back. It's Locked On Chiefs, part of the Locked On Network, and we are going to get into the week it's been building up to, this whole OTA season. I don't know if you call it a season. You call it a time anyway. And it is getting there, but it's going to culminate in mandatory minicamp. We're going to talk about that as we get into some of the guys that won't be there. Somebody we haven't seen at all yet this offseason. That's coming up next on Locked On Chiefs.
One of the cleanest opens out there. Just right. Gotta say.
It's kind of nice, right?
My daughter heard it the other day and she's like, who is doing that voice?
A friend of mine, a bass player in the Canyon Creek band with me, very, very smooth tones from that man. And you guys can see him out here in Colorado. I'll try to leave a link to his site here in the show notes.
We obviously know that's not Ryan with the smooth tones. So
No. And we're lucky I get through my open each day. So, you know, it's fun as it is. And that said, we are brought to you by Rock Auto. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit rockauto.com and tell them we sent you. Locked On, that is. And I'm really kind of keyed up. I thought it was going to be a nice, mellow weekend. Just hanging out, getting things done around the house, spending time with the kids. I know. I should have.
Come on now.
I really should have. Because we talked about, you know, you go out and you draft a running back in the first round, which we're not even going to get into that discussion because it's been a long time coming for that one. But then you bring in a veteran, somebody that Damian Williams would have filled that role. You bring in Lev Bell to do that afterwards, to be kind of like that rock, that secondary guy that knows the ropes, that knows how to play.
And he tried, and he acted like, at least when he was coming here, that he wasn't going to try to take anything away from CEH. Mm-hmm. And he looked like he was going to be getting along with Daryl Williams as well, because you still had Daryl here as well.
Yeah. We thought there was a spark here or there. You know, he had a couple of carries, but it didn't amount to anything. And as the season wore on, it became apparent that he just didn't have what the team was looking for. We never heard a peep about it. We didn't get any confirmation until over this weekend, you know, 4 months later, Lev decides to pipe up and says that he would never play for Reed again, and he would rather retire. Well, he doesn't really have a choice because he's still sitting as a free agent. So
he may have to retire regardless.
Yeah.
And these comments actually might make him retire, even if somebody was going to give him an opportunity to begin with.
Yeah, it's difficult. And so I think we can revisit here, like, what the expectations are for a backup running back. And that is, especially when you have a first round draft pick in there, you're not going to get time over him. You're there to help him, to mentor him, to get him to be your primary load carrier. I don't think we all like really had a high expectation for LaBelle's season last year, but we wanted quality relief so the CH could go off the field and get some rest as well, not hit the rookie wall. It didn't materialize. And now it seems that Lev is trying to say that he expected to be out there and didn't get on the field, and he's rather upset about it.
Yeah, and he wants to throw Andy Reid under the bus. He liked everything about Kansas City, the players, the team, the food, everything he liked about it, except for Andy Reid. So grow up, dude, because I'm sorry. Yeah, I have no words. I mean, 3/4 of the league would die to play for Andy Reid. So,
yeah, I mean, that says a lot. It also tells me, I found that very intriguing. Like, that's a way to, like, just really try to rub it in or attack somebody, even the food, huh? I mean, it's not like he's Steve Bono and was, you know, like, he learned the lesson from social media. Like,
right. And you sit here and you look at the situation, and it's like, you haven't been signed by anybody. You weren't really looked at as somebody that could be doing anything last year. And then you came in and you played and you showed that you still don't have what you used to have. Or the bigger question is was it really ever you to begin with now at this point? I'm not saying he didn't have skill, but his skill is not there from what it was. And that offensive line was fantastic.
I'm at this point pretty sure that whatever it is, and now he's, let's see, burned down a bridge with the Steelers, burned down a bridge with the Jets, and now for absolutely no reason. Like, you could have just been quiet and gone on your way and maybe gotten a shot again. You light that thing on fire with the Chiefs as well. It just doesn't make any sense. And quite frankly,
when you light the thing on fire with Andy Reid, you light the thing on fire with half the NFL.
Yeah.
I mean, that coaching tree, you pretty much can kiss any chance goodbye.
Yeah. You cross a number of franchises off your list there, bud.
And honestly, you know, you have other players, you know, you have Jeff Allen, you have Jeff Schwartz coming out and saying they would unretire to play for Andy Reid.
That's so great.
Good luck.
I will say this. I will take it away as the fact that Andy Reid doesn't throw guys under the bus. He wasn't going to say Lev's just not living up to what we wanted from him. He's right. Not going to come out and say, listen, he's not getting the offense or he's not hitting it the way that we want to. You know, gearing down, playing your patience game in the backfield doesn't always work in a different offense. And maybe that's what it is. We won't know because Andy won't say. And I don't think EB will say. I mean, maybe someday if I catch EB in Indianapolis during the combine, I'll find out. But I'm just saying to do it that way, it clearly is that it was a performance issue. If you can't put out and you can't play the game that it needs to be played according to the coaching staff, you're not going to play.
Right. And he wasn't going to play. And honestly, you have to wonder, does this change if they win a Super Bowl? Like, even if he doesn't play, does it change if they win a Super Bowl? I don't know. With it being Le'Veon Bell, I can honestly sit here and tell you, I'm not sure. Even if they win a Super Bowl, he still may say something because he didn't play.
Yeah. I will tell you this. A lot of people wanted to confront me about the fact that I said I wouldn't have signed him in the first place. He was never a team first guy. And I think this kind of justifies where I was coming from. Let's hope that it doesn't affect negatively. The Chiefs are like, okay, say whatever you want to say. We're past it. We have bigger fish to fry. It's called 2021. We'll see if he even lands on a team. But to get to 2021, they have to go through mandatory minicamp. That is coming up. And we got to get to what we expect as it starts on Tuesday. We'll get into that coming up next.
Bet Online is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but the NBA, college basketball, and NHL are going to be back in full swing, and BetOnline even covers award shows, reality TV, all kinds of stuff. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. The promo code's locked on for BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts.
I don't usually get excited about this week of the off season. I got to tell you.
is it just basically because football's like feeling like it's starting to trickle back?
Yeah. Like I think the whole COVID season and its irregularities have caught up with us as well.
Right.
Like I actually care what happens here this week. I'm not just saying, hey, everybody get through it uninjured. And I don't care what goes on the field. Like there are fish to fry here. They have to accomplish a couple of things. For me, I want to see where everybody's at. CEH showed up last week. So whatever the delay there was, it is. We probably won't know that either. Again, EB, Indianapolis.
We won't know any of it. So.
But now it comes down to the money part. And this is in this league where things actually happen because you get fined if you don't show up on Tuesday. Right. So off the bat, I expect to see Frank Clark. Do you?
I expect to see everybody. I don't think that there's going to be anybody that's going to miss mandatory minicamp. And if you do, I think you better be a superstar because otherwise there's going to be some problems. And honestly, you know, the big thing, the big question is I would think like we talked about last week, LDT will be there. He's in a little bit of a different scenario. That's why he hasn't been there because of OTAs, because of the Canadian border issue. So I expect him there. But what if there's complications getting across the border? I mean, there's lots of things we just don't know. So, you know, I would think that everybody's going to be there and they're not going to have anybody to find. That's another story. That's a different story than another team up north had to deal with last week.
Oh, what did I miss?
Aaron Rodgers not showing up to
mandatory. Oh, yeah. I mean, come on. Nobody was surprised by that, right?
Yeah. But I mean, you know, it's just $93,000 that he just pissed away. But, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, come on, man. Some of us have to earn that money, but hey, you know, old Jerry Krause wasn't going to let him get away with it. He had to be fined. It's going to get worse. I think this is going to be pretty entertaining until he lands in Denver. And then we're all going to have a little of a sphincter moment and figure out what's going to go on from there.
Well, and the big question with him is what are you going to do? Because if he doesn't show up week one, and I posed this question on Twitter this weekend, if he doesn't show up week one, or if he doesn't show up before week one, do you even want to play in week one? I know he's Aaron Rodgers. I know he was the former MVP. I know he knows the offense, but he hasn't played football all off season. Yeah. Are you really going to let him step in there and take a chance of getting hurt? One, and two, being ready to play.
I'd play Aaron Rodgers with a cast on one foot, hungover and, you know, upside down. I don't care.
Fair enough. That's just, I'm not saying he can't do it. I just, it's not a great situation.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely not. It's far from optimal. And nothing against Jordan Love, but you got to think that he's probably ahead of him, even if he comes in off the street, fresh off the islands or something. I have no idea. Right. But the travel aspect is interesting because, as I understand it now, to get into the United States from Canada, you have to have a negative test. You have to have proof of vaccination, as I understand it, to get on the plane in Canada. I don't think that's the hard part. I think it's you come in for 3 days. It is Tuesday through Thursday, right? It's 15th through 17th. But then you have your time. This is like the prime time of your off season to then go get ready and relax, rest up, get your body right for camp. And evidently, there's still a 2 week quarantine when you go back into Canada is the problem.
Right. And, you know, that's obviously going to be a problem. So how's he going to deal with that? And honestly, he's still been doing is trying to do his doctor duties. So how's that going to play into everything? Obviously, if he's wanting to play in the NFL this year, then the doctor stuff's going to have to be put on hold. And we know that, but it's still a question how all this is going to play out and what LDT is going to end up doing. Because you sit here and you look at the situation, you're absolutely right. He's coming to town for 3 days, but basically he's giving up almost half a month.
Yeah.
Or at least half a month, because he'll be here 3 days and then he has to quarantine as soon as he goes back. And then he has to come back for training camp and basically not be able to go back until the season's over at that point, unless the border rules change, which who knows if that's going to happen.
Yeah, true. February is what I'll say.
Maybe but, March.
But that said,
like, remember, everything's getting moved back a week this time.
Oh, I forgot. But we're not going to slip into March for the Super Bowl, are we?
No, we're not slipping into the March for the Super Bowl. But the problem is that if you're talking the 2 week quarantine, you really wouldn't be able to get out of your house until almost March 1st if you go to the Super Bowl again.
True. See, the alternative is to stay in Kansas City or stay down here in the States. You know, go sit on a beach in Florida or do whatever type of rejuvenation and rest that you were going to do. But quite frankly, you haven't done any football activities, so maybe it's a moot point all the way around.
Yeah.
Just because he hasn't been available. I'm really keyed up to see him. And honestly, I started this segment because I meant to go there. Maybe we'll do that here in a second. I want to see Frank Clark, and I want to see how it functions, what kind of foot they get off to. I mean, he hasn't even seen Jaren Reed. He's been waiting to play with him. I'm sure they're excited, but I want to hear your thoughts on him when we get back from this one.
We've been telling you about Built Bar, the best tasting protein bar on the market for a while now. Built Bar is the amazing low calorie, low sugar, high protein, high fiber, amazing tasting protein bar with 100% chocolate on all the bars. And we recognize it's been hard to keep up with the brackets and all the new flavors. But let's remember, when it all comes said and done, there are a couple things that really stand out, like cookies and cream with 17 grams of protein at 130 calories, or almond coconut, which is one of my favorites still. And you can get a serious discount over at BuiltBar.com by using the promo code LOCKED15. You'll get 50% off your next order. That's the promo code LOCKED15 for 15% off at BuiltBar.com. The chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics versus us do-it-yourselfers, but RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody, and they're reliably low. RockAuto.com always offers the lowest prices possible rather than changing their prices based on whims like the airlines do. RockAuto.com is for everybody and does not require a membership or an account login. RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. The RockAuto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at RockAuto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend twice the money for the same parts? Go to RockAuto.com now to see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices. All the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com.
So like we talked about before, it's one thing to get your offense straight. It's another, you know, thing that you're going to have to jostle your line with the long injury. But for not having Frank Clark in camp to this point, the voluntary portion, I don't know that there was the expectation. I would have preferred to see a couple of practices out of him so that, you know, he and Reed get back on the same page, get the kind of thing going. But I expect to see that this week as they are out there together. That is fully my expectation that he will be there. And that's really what it comes down to, is getting that rhythm with Frank and Chris and Jaren and getting going.
Yeah, no, and I do think he's going to be there. I am really kind of surprised he hasn't, because I'm sure the Chiefs have workout bonuses in his contract. So when you're sitting there knowing that he's not going to be in that workout bonus, I mean, obviously the money is not a big deal to him, I guess. So, you know, so be it. But the Chiefs put those in there for a reason. I am surprised he hasn't shown up to this point, because with Reed there, you would think that he'd want to come in and you know, welcome his old teammate. And Chris Jones, you know, all that. I do think that it could be a very big year for Frank Clark. And actually, to be quite truthful, this could be a make it or break it year for Frank Clark.
Yeah, I think you're right there. And I think Reed helps him. I think that certainly takes some of the pressure off, because to be able to double team Frank or to try and widen him or do some of the things that we've seen teams do in the past means that you're going to give a more of an opportunity interior. And particularly in Reed, especially if Chris is on the opposite side at end. But that said, you still got to get back into the rhythm of working together. And I think that this week is really important for that, because, again, that break that they have until training camp is important. And evidently, I didn't catch this at the time, but I've seen through social media that he had posted on Instagram that he was like 255 or something like that, when his listed weight is quite a bit heavier. Does that concern you if he comes in that light? We've seen him have some medical problems before.
You have to wonder what's been going on with Frank Clark, because he hasn't looked like the guy that they were expecting to get 2 years ago. And I think that's been a little bit disappointing for a lot of people in Chiefs Kingdom. And I get it completely. I think that he has still played the run very well. He hasn't got the sack numbers you were hoping for. And you, especially considering he has somebody on the interior that has been dominant, so you would think that that 1-2 punch would be something that could really help. But you're right. I mean, he's coming in, if he's going to be coming in that much lighter, you have to wonder if he's still just trying to recover from anything that's been really dragging on for the past 2 years. Because he had a stomach ailment 2 years ago when he first came to Kansas City. And then it looks like he kind of dealt with the same thing last year. And now it sounds like he's coming at 255. You have to wonder, is he still dealing with something else?
Yeah.
Or is he trying to play lighter for some reason?
And that's what I was just going to get to. Like, if you have some kind of chronic issue, gastrointestinally or whatever, like that could be a serious problem. I mean, maintaining right. weight, maintaining energy levels, that would make sense. But the other side of the coin is he hasn't been as explosive. Maybe coming in lighter is a specific, like Anthony Hitchens, a specific thing to try to improve your performance on the field in this season.
Could be. But why not be here for mandatory, or why not be here for OTAs? That's the part that doesn't make sense in all of this. If he knows that this is a make it or break it year for him, this is when you need to be here, because this is when you're creating chemistry with the guys and you're also getting into football shape. Obviously, you're going to have training camp. Obviously, you're going to have mini camp and all those things, but it's still different when you're actually at the facility and working out with the guys than it is when you're working out on your own.
Yeah, for sure. I'm guessing he will get questions about that from the press corps.
I'm sure.
As soon as he's in front of them, and we'll see what we get. In the meantime,
I don't expect much.
I expect it to be fun, if not salty, at least.
Yeah, I'm sure it's going to be very salty.
But one guy that he'll be playing with is Tre'Varius Ward, who signed his tender recently. And I think that's important as well, because getting that group, you know, really kind of like the bookend of Frank's group, the pass rush versus the coverage group, I think that's going to be important. And I really want to see, A, if he's able to walk in and rep out and get like a normal starter level reps, or if he's out of shape and it takes a bit or that kind of thing. Hopefully we'll find that pretty quickly here in mandatory camp. And if they give him starter reps to begin with, I think that's, I mean, it shouldn't be a question, but I think it might be.
Could be. I think it's really going to be hard for them to not give him starter reps just based on the fact that he's the main veteran on the team at this point. So I would expect that he'll step into his role and he'll be there. But the other question is, you know, they haven't seen him, I guess. So is he going to show up in shape? If he doesn't show up in shape, then maybe he's not going to get starter reps regardless.
Yeah.
And you would hope that he's going to show up in shape, considering this is a contract year for him.
I mean, it should be all
Right.
All jets pointed in one direction for him. Yep. If it's not, then we have some further things that we'll have to dig into and be concerned about, because that's it, all preparation should be to this moment when we see him tomorrow. So let's hope that it looks good. The guy that he'll be playing with too, like, we kind of skipped over it a little bit. We did mention that Juan Thornhill is back on the field, practicing, and I like that. And I think that's important as well. Like, this 3 days is going to be a quick way to gel, and then you get your time off. But I think that's important to have everybody that you can project right now as a starter on the field during this 3 day camp.
Yeah. And this is also going to be the time, the probably the last time, I would assume, you're going to see Tyrann Mathieu on the field before he gets his contract extension, because I fully still think that that's going to get done before training camp starts.
Yeah, that's my thought as well. It might be the day or the afternoon of training camp, but yes, right. I kind of feel like that too. You know, moving in with a fan in one hand and a signed contract extension in the other.
Right. Walking up with a pen in hand.
Yeah, right. Handing them out like candy. There you go.
There you go.
I mean, somebody has to do something with Anthony not in camp this year. You know, I mean, there's got to be some kind of fanfare.
Hopefully Michael Burton does something.
Yeah. Hey, can he pick up the mantle? I'll be very interested to see. Now I'm going to be thinking about that for July. Hey, that is what it is, folks. Let me know who you're looking forward to. Hit us at Locked On Chiefs. Hit us at the iTunes reviews and let us know what you think or what you'd like to hear about in this point now, where we're about to leap off the last little bit of football for a good 6 week stretch. And then we'll be back into training camp. We appreciate you listening to us. And if you're over on YouTube and watching us, make sure you get subbed and hit the like button over there. We appreciate your time. Thank you for watching today. We'll catch you next time.
Ryan Tracy is the founder of Rogue Analytics and the host of RGR Football on YouTube. Follow him there. Chris Clark is a senior analyst at ChiefsDigest.com, where you can get his work. Rate and review at Apple Podcasts and subscribe on your preferred podcast platform. Thank you for listening.